95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Am I mistaken, or wasn't it pouring rain at this time of last year, about now?
This time last year? I don't remember. I don't remember last week.
I just remember, I know in January, there's like all these pictures of L.A. and the mountains around completely surrounded in snow.
It was a lot of rain last Christmas.
But look at it now.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's terrible.
It's really nice.
I mean, you must be hating this.
I love it. It's my favorite thing in the world.
I'm dreaming of a boring Christmas.
70 and sunny.
Ugh.
Is Christmas for me.
It's Los
Always
Angeles.
Has been. Grew up in Phoenix.
It's about the only thing I don't
like
about
Los Angeles more than longer than Phoenix.
Yep.
And sunny in 70.
Yeah. Christmas. Sunny in 92 in Phoenix, I think.
No, sometimes. Unfortunately, sometimes. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Alrighty.
Give me five.
Yeah, it's, bands that have been around for 20 or more years. We've got a couple of new songs we're playing from the Stones and from the Beatles, and I was thinking, what other bands have been around for at least 20 plus years bands?
So, right?
That'll be on Give Me Five. I think that's one of those we could probably do several days.
Sure.
Yeah.
People are dumb on the show today.
Fact.
Bad office Christmas parties. I love this one every year because offices that try to have Christmas parties, it almost never goes. People don't come from an office Christmas party and go, yes!
That was amazing. Good time with what's-her-face in accounting.
I can't wait for next year.
Have they seen Office Space? Have they not seen Office Space?
It just doesn't work.
You know, I gotta say, this company did the best thing for Christmas ever this year. There's no Christmas party.
Okay.
Proper Christmas
party.
Number one, awesome. Secondly, gave us an extra day off, like next week or whatever, before the long holiday.
Fantastic.
So I'm like, an extra day off and no Christmas party?
That's how to celebrate Christmas.
Yes! That makes me happy.
But in the 4 o'clock hour, you're disasters.
Yeah, the ones that went bad.
One American Dollar, what's up with Florida, and Knott's Merry Farm
we have
tickets for.
We will get you a 4-pack family pass sometime between now and 4, and again between 5 and 6.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Four lads out of Liverpool that call themselves the Bottles or something. Have you heard of these guys?
I think it's the Beatles.
Is it the Beatles?
And I am loving that song more and more every time I hear it.
So good. Yeah. Now and Then is what that is, the new release from them.
It's time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb.
Preach it.
When you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
MRI machine causes Wisconsin woman's gun to fire, shooting her in the buttocks. First of all, let's give it up for the word buttocks.
Yeah, buttocks in the house.
It's never used in spoken language.
No, it's never in an important news story.
No one says buttocks.
Nope.
Except for, I guess, in print. I don't know. It is a newly filed report by the Food and Drug Administration.
Okay.
There was a woman who had an MRI, and she brought a gun into it.
What for?
I don't even know how you could do that, because if you've been for an MRI, you know they put a robe on you.
Yes.
And you can't really bring anything in.
And they insist no metal, because it could start sparking and blowing stuff up. And
exactly.
What is she afraid? She's going to get robbed in the middle of the MRI and whip out her gun? What an idiot.
Nobody's going to take all this stuff I don't have with me.
No one's going to take this flimsy gown.
That's so funny.
Wow.
She's a 57-year-old woman. She brought a concealed handgun into the room. Where could she have concealed it?
Oh.
Because they really do give you just a gown.
Of course, because that's what needs to be done in order to get you healthy.
Right.
Get you back on track.
And an MRI machine has a lot of magnets in it.
It does.
Yes.
Yeah.
According to the FDA, the 57-year-old brought the gun in. It was attracted to the magnet of the MRI and fired a single round, which hit her in the right buttock.
I'm sure it was loaded, so that's probably the one that shot. You know, the one that was in the chamber.
But just why would
amazing.
You keep it loaded?
Why are you taking it? What is the MRI technician going to lose his mind and decide, I need her. She's hot.
I can't imagine. I can't get my head around.
But it's her right. It's her God-given right.
She is allowed to have a gun.
Even during an MRI.
The injury was small and superficial, they said.
So was she.
She was healing shortly afterward. She answered no questions. What a surprise.
Why are you so dumb, man?
What's wrong with you? Why are you dumb? Let's talk about people in Florida, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
What's up? Everybody. Florida.
Woman sings gospel songs, urinates on herself after DUI arrest.
Standing on the side of the highway, I assume.
Yep. Florida Highway Patrol troopers. This was a crazy, crazy chase.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Because she was going the wrong way on the freeway.
Oh.
And she was going between 90 and 120 miles an hour.
Man, and somehow didn't smash into somebody?
Right.
Wow. But
she was in a Chevy Suburban.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess everybody saw her was moving out of the way.
Right.
But there were cop cars behind her with their lights
going
on.
Going the wrong way, too?
Sirens, yes.
Oh, man.
And she wasn't paying a bit of attention.
La-di-da, I'm going to sing Christmas carols pretty soon.
She was singing gospel songs, they said.
Gospel songs.
Amazing grace.
It's amazing I didn't smash into somebody.
Peeing my pants.
There were two attempts made by the deputies to stop her using the spike strips. The second one popped three of the tires.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't care. She kept going as fast as she could.
So it must have been a lot of metal scraping and flying. And
the tires on her car began falling off as she passed runners in a half marathon. So there's a half marathon going on
right
on the side of the road.
Right.
And she's flying down next to him with a cop with cops right behind her.
Going the wrong way, still on the freeway.
They have a half marathon
right
going.
Gotcha.
What is that, 12 miles, something like that?
Sure, let's
11
say that.
Miles,
sure.
Oh my God, can you imagine? You train for that your whole life, and then here comes this dingbat. Unbelievable.
Wow.
While getting checked, they arrested her and they checked her into the hospital. And while getting checked in the hospital, she was urinating on herself in the lobby while loudly singing gospel songs.
Wow.
She would alternate between sleeping and singing and peeing and talking to herself. She was having one of those conversations that people talk to themselves always have.
Wow. She got a lot going on.
She initially agreed to the field sobriety test.
Sure, why not?
But she refused then, saying God the Father told her to stop.
Oh, he's been talking to people lately, telling them to run for office and stuff. He's been busy.
Seems to be happening a lot.
I generally tend to think those folk have never, whatever. That's
Epps faces several charges, including DUI, a felony charge for fleeing or eluding with disregard for the safety of persons or property.
So they're going to put her away for the rest of her life, right? I mean, that's what should happen with her.
She'll probably get out in about 6 weeks.
Then she'd be put away forever and ever, right?
I mean, you would think.
Right.
You would think because of the possible damage.
Right.
That
exactly.
120 miles per hour in the wrong way.
Yeah, don't need her out there anymore.
No,
of course, it is Florida.
It's Florida,
so you're probably
so she's
right.
Walking around today.
Dude.
Yes.
What?
I need a dollar. My rent check bounced.
Did it?
Yeah.
So you really need it.
I need a dollar. That's about how much I pay.
Dollar, that's what I need.
Hey.
This is right up your alley.
This is going to make it nice and easy for me?
Yep.
I get a dollar? Oh, sweet.
Top 10 worst things about Christmas.
Only 10?
Top 10 worst things about Christmas.
We need more than that. Let's do the top 30 horrible things about Christmas. What do you think? Huh. All right. Who put this together? Besides,
this is on a list called the Top 10s List.
Top 10s List. Okay.
So it's voted on by people.
And fellow Scrooges like
Some
myself.
Some of them are stupid.
No,
I'm just
really?
Going to tell you that right up front. I'm not standing behind this list.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess the first thing would be the cost of Christmas. How much it costs to just do all the Christmas stuff you have to do.
Cost.
Yeah. No, because that's fine. You know, everybody can afford Christmas, and it never comes out of your...
No, you're right. I mean, that should be on the top 10.
Well, just go ahead and put it on the yes list, then.
All right. I mean, really, we should. It's Christmas time. All right, so you got one right.
Okay, thank you. That was a nice Christmas present.
Uh-huh.
I suppose traveling, that's awful. I'm not looking forward
traveling.
To that. I hate traveling. And
yes,
especially
that is
Christmas,
the worst.
It is terrible.
And it's not on there.
But most people love it. They love being at the airport
it
for hours.
It is the greatest time.
By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. This is not a proper answer, but I would say if kids, little kids were asked, it would be being put on Santa's lap because screw that. I don't want to sit on this dude's lap. I hate that. That'd be awful.
This is not from a kid's standpoint.
But that wasn't a proper kid. That wasn't a response. I was just saying.
I was just saying
if you were asking kids. The Christmas music. That's awful. We've talked about that
Christmas
here.
Christmas music.
On KLOS. How terrible. Yeah!
Is correct. So you got two right.
Suppose your horrible relatives visiting from back east. I mean, I suppose they have to say out west in the east, but they're wrong about that. We rule. Come on. Everybody loves their horrible relatives.
I think this list is so bad. Maybe you just win.
Okay, yeah.
Give me one more that should be on the list.
Let's see. I guess the holiday movies. Now, Fernando, we found out here at KLS, yes, would disagree with that. But seeing all those stupid movies and all their horrible nonsense, and like you maybe have a relative that wants to watch them all on the Hallmark Channel, and
oh, that would be a killer.
Tortured. What do you think?
I mean, listen.
Yeah.
It's better than my list, so I think I'm going to go with your list.
Nice. All right. It's a Christmas miracle.
It's a Christmas miracle.
I will be darned.
Wait till you hear their list.
Okay.
It's so dumb.
And this is the stuff that ordinary Joes, out there hate, huh?
Yes.
All right. What do they got?
Number
what do they 10, hate?
10, spoiled brats. All right.
Well, I always hate spoiled brats. Sure. Not just at Christmas. Okay.
Number 9, mm-hmm, if you get a real tree, it takes a lot of effort to get a real tree. You have to go to the lot.
That's fair. Fair enough. That is right? A pain in the ass. I haven't done it for years. We have a
number
fake one.
Number 8 is stupid. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Shut up.
Right.
What? So they're paranoid about Santa?
Number 7, Santa isn't real.
And that's a bad thing about Christmas? Wait, that's not true, by the way.
Number 6 is correct. Mm-hmm. Christmas decorations in August.
Yes.
That's correct.
Yes.
Number 5 is greedy kids, but I feel like we've covered that with spoiled brats.
Covered that, yeah. They just don't like kids, which, you know.
Number 4 is Christmas advertising in the summer.
Okay, that's a good one. I hate that. You know, I'm always pissed the first time I hear a commercial.
The first time, yeah.
Christmas commercial. I'm like, ah. And it usually is in July at this point.
That's also number 3, by the way. Just okay. Christmas commercials in general, even at Christmas time.
Right.
Number 2, Christmas songs in November.
Oh, well, Christmas songs, period.
And number 1, Christmas music sucks. One of the worst things about Christmas.
Well, you know, I can see that. I was at the mall today shopping, and I'm like, every store had it blasted.
Yep.
And I'm like, make it stop.
Yeah, it's endless.
And
it's
how much
endless.
More so you work at?
So you win.
I win $1.
And you won $1.
Figgy pudding for everybody. Or something. What clown? Is he talking about a clown there at the end?
I believe it's Cloud.
Oh, Cloud.
I believe.
I thought he was saying this clown, that clown. I don't know.
Speaking of which, let's talk about bad Christmas parties.
Oh.
Bad office Christmas parties.
Is there a good office Christmas party?
I've not been to one.
No, I haven't either in my entire life. Not one. They've always been kind of embarrassing. There's always something goes horribly wrong.
Something goes terrible.
Somebody
and people
gets
are
upset.
Crying.
Yeah.
So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS about your bad office Christmas parties.
Yeah. Let's hear about the worst Christmas party you ever had with the office.
We did have one where they hired a Joan Rivers impressionist.
Now, I wasn't at this particular other radio station party, but I've heard about it over the years.
Somebody told him a bunch of secrets about the people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And he did his impression of Joan Rivers, mm-hmm, and called some people out.
Can we talk?
And some people started running out of the room.
Because he was spilling stuff you don't ever talk about.
It was rough.
In a room full of drunk coworkers.
And I remember that the food was so bad that my partner's wife, Donna, and I called to have a pizza delivered to our table.
At the fancy-ass restaurant?
Yep.
Because it was so terrible?
It wasn't a fancy-ass restaurant. It was a hotel down by the airport that they had a trade deal with or something.
A hotel down by the airport.
Yes,
nothing says Christmas more than that.
That's correct.
Wow.
Yes.
And I love that you... Now, what did the wait staff think when suddenly someone comes in with a pizza?
Everybody was jealous. The food was so bad. It was really, really awful. And we were just like, I wonder if they'll deliver it to an actual table.
That is classic.
And they did.
That is awesome.
Then there was one where we went out on a boat.
Oh, I was at that one.
Don't go on a boat, people.
Oh, I wanted to crash into an island and be trapped there with a millionaire and anything to get off that damn boat, and they wouldn't land. How did we finally get them to land?
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Well, first things first.
Yeah.
We got listeners with their own boat to follow us around for an escape if we needed it. And then it wasn't going too terribly bad, but it was starting to get long.
Yeah.
So I went up to the captain and I said, hey, how long are we supposed to be out here for?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, until someone from K-Rock tells me we're done.
That's us. That's me. We're done.
And I said, that's me.
Pull over here.
And he said, okay. So you want me to stop? And I was like, yes. Yeah, let's go back.
Thank you.
Turned around and went back.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, you're always obligated to go to these parties. You know, if the office is throwing a party, you can't say no.
It's hard to say no. Correct.
Find a way. So there we were on the boat, and I'm like, just throw me a dinghy. Get me out of here.
Right.
Thank you for saving our lives.
It's not good.
No.
So Christmas, bad Christmas office parties is what we're looking for. Here's one that I found on Reddit, a guy who brought the wrong brownies.
No, he brought the magic brownies?
Hid in the bushes down the street until my significant other picked me up 2 hours later. Here's one where a guy got drunk and made out with a mop. 1 year, a coworker and I were about 45 minutes late on cocktail hour portion of the company's holiday. Upon our arrival, we noticed a coworker's husband half passed out at the table. He managed to drink so much in the first 30 minutes of cocktail hour that he vomited in the bathroom and half passed out on the table, all before cocktail hour had even ended.
That's a lightweight.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a beginner.
So it's drinking.
Right.
It's office people that maybe you don't know as well as.
And you're always mad about something. And somebody's got a beef. And somebody's unhappy with a company. And there's always.
And then when you add alcohol, those people tend to speak up.
Yes.
And things tend to go south.
Yes.
So bad office Christmas parties. 818-955-KLOS.
I have wanted to set fire to places where office Christmas parties were going on that I had to go to.
Yeah.
You had no choice. You have to show up. Be festive. Wear something festive.
Have some drinks. Get along with everybody. This is a story about a group of people who had a Christmas office party at karaoke.
Oh, no.
And they went 20 minutes over karaoke, over the reservation. So they'd cut off the music. But my boss, totally drunk, started rapping into the still-on microphone.
Oh, no.
About everyone on our team at work.
Oh, no.
This is some Michael Scott actual office stuff.
Oh, man.
The karaoke bar employee chased him around for several minutes, trying to wrestle the mic from him while he continued his freestyle rap, cataloging everybody's role on the team.
Oh, man. Oh, no. Wow.
That's what you want for an office Christmas
party. Exactly.
Is you want your boss.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
To lose it and start rapping. KLOS, hello.
I work for a unnamed company here in Los Angeles. It was a COVID compliance company.
Okay.
They provided COVID testing, COVID compliance programs.
Right.
They decided they were going to celebrate their success with a Christmas party. I thought that was a bad idea, but they assured me they had everything lined up. Oh, we're going to do this, do that. We got it all under control. I got there, and they had nothing lined up, nothing under control. It was obvious it was going to be a disaster. After about 20 minutes, I said hi, bye, got to go. The following Monday, went to the office, and there's only two people left in there. They wiped their own office out with COVID.
I was going to say, during the pandemic,
It
right?
was during the pandemic, and it was a COVID business.
Compliance
business,
and they did not comply.
That's pretty great. I like that you checked in and said, "Peace out."
Yeah,
I'm gone.
That is truly a disaster.
Yes, no kidding.
Right on, dude. Thank you very much for calling 818-955-KLOS.
You had a bad office Christmas party. We are talking about bad office Christmas parties. For some reason, everybody feels like the office needs to have a Christmas party, and you need to go.
We all hate each other, but let's get together and have a little party.
The worst are the ones that are at work.
Yes. Oh, there's nothing worse than that.
Just let people go that day.
Yes.
Don't make them come into work for a party.
Do give them an extra day off. I love that.
Yeah, agreed.
That's awesome.
That's what our company's done.
Yes, it's awesome.
But if you're going to have a Christmas party and it's going to be at noon at your own place.
Oh, why? Why? Why?
And you're going to force people to come. That's just that's a disaster waiting to happen.
Dixie cup full of warm iced tea. Enjoy.
Ugh. KLOS, hello.
So actually the Christmas party was fantastic. We went to a murder mystery dinner.
All right.
And we had a small company, about 15 of us. Lo and behold, the whole night I brought my girlfriend. We were drinking, having fun, enjoyed our night. The owner's parents were there. Everything was great. Lo and behold, I was let go that following Monday, and everybody in the office knew that I was going to be let go.
Wow.
And I was like making plans and.
Oh my God.
Thinking I was going to be still with the company. The Christmas party was fine, but if I would have known I was being let go, there would have been some hell to pay.
Sure. Yeah. Wow. I can't believe that all 14 other employees kept it secret the whole time.
They actually, it was like the acting involved. They were great actors that whole night.
That's crazy that you had no hint.
I couldn't go and be festive with someone that I know is going to get blown out on Monday. That sucks. They suck, dude.
They were the nicest of people that night, and I can understand why.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right on. Thanks for calling Office Christmas Parties from Hell.
818-955-KLOS.
If you're at a Christmas party and they play that awesome song, which is a great song, but they play it at a party...
Yeah.
Get out. That's not the right time.
Agreed. It's not the right time for that song.
DJ don't know what he's doing.
We're talking about the bad office Christmas parties. You got one?
My shenanigans got me fired, where we were sort of one of those Dunder Mifflin kind of office.
Right.
Just boring people.
Right.
We were taking a cruise around Newport Harbor, and I was living actually on Balboa Island, and the party was so... boring.
Right.
So I jumped off and swam home.
Yeah! I was hoping you'd say that.
And you got fired for that?
You got blown out for that?
Well, you can't do that. So the charter was upset. They were fined $500.
That's lame.
Well, you got to understand it. It's sort of like that's not very...
Sure, but I mean, you know, you can't control human beings.
No, you did the right thing.
Your ship, you did the right thing. You did.
It was... fun to hear the stories.
Sure. That's legendary.
It's worth it no matter what happened.
Absolutely. Dude, thank you for calling. That's awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Bad office Christmas parties.
The company that I worked for, they ended up booking a pretty fancy spot. And so happens that our maintenance guy got pretty hammered, you know. Free, you know, open bar, free
drink.
Sure. All night. Gets hammered and then starts getting kind of rowdy. You know, starts getting up, walking around. Then the waiter just got fed up and tells him, hey, man, you need to sit down. And he snaps at him. He's like, don't talk to me like that. And he tries to get in a fight with the waiter.
Oh, no.
And me and a couple of coworkers, I have to pull him off, tell him, like, hey, man, calm down.
Did he get thrown out?
Oh, yeah, he did. He got thrown out. And he had more beer in his car, so we went to go drink with him.
So the guy attacked a waiter, and you left the party to go drink beer in his car?
To hang out with him.
Oh, yeah, of course, man, because he was the life of the party.
Yeah! Woo! Right on. And he didn't bring any of his garden shears to cut off any parts of the waiter, I guess, right?
No. Well,
that's a good thing. Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, this was a Christmas party I was invited to. Well, actually, our whole office was invited to. We were the floor underneath a radio station in Los Angeles. And we were invited to their Christmas party.
Right.
And one of the disc jockeys, unfortunately, tried to do a tonsillectomy on me. And her boyfriend, who was a football linebacker, wanted to call me out at the Christmas party.
Right.
And it caused a great deal of panic.
Sure, of course.
Yeah, and... we were all discreetly asked to leave our office.
Yeah, but all you got to do is say, hey, man, it was under the mistletoe.
Our office put a crimp, or actually, I put a crimp on the Christmas party for everybody.
Well, of course, done. We want to know what radio station it was.
It's on the, it's the 6,000 block of Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, I'm thinking pirate radio?
Kiss. Kiss FM.
Yes.
Okay. They've been there for a while. Right on. Thanks for calling. Thanks for ruining Kiss's Christmas party. 818-955-KLOS.
Bad office Christmas parties.
Motley Crue has been going for 20 plus years.
Yes, they have.
We played them when it was brand new back in the 80s in Phonics.
We are doing Give Me Five, 20 plus years of a band. They have to been together and recording for 20 plus years.
And that would include these guys too.
Correct.
What do you got? 818-955-KLOS.
Give me five.
And do it. Give me five. Now. What's
five
in your
songs world? In a row.
Oh,
five songs in a row. With Kevin and Schloss.
Yeah.
Bands that have been in existence more than 20 years.
And that's quite a few, really, that we play here on KLOS.
It is, yes.
818-955-KLOS. Bands that have been at it for 20 years include AC/DC from 3 years ago now during the pandemic. Here is their Shot in the Dark.
You're looking for some oldies but goodies.
Yep.
Bands that are still together after at least 20 years.
How about Little Scorpions, Love Drive?
Nice one. Love me some Scorps.
I'm on my Love Drive right now. I'm driving home from work.
Perfect. Perfect. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon doing Gimme Five.
Yeah, songs of bands that are still together at least 20 years. I was very happy to hear there's going to be new Rolling Stones, and that's from Hackney Diamonds. Great album.
So it is good
stuff,
yeah.
On there, yeah. And I got together with a lot of very interesting people to make it as well.
Yeah.
I think we have time for one more. Hey, this band has been around for at least 20 years and still doing stuff together.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
We are good, thank you. Talking about bands that have been together 20 years or more.
How about Marshall Tucker?
We had a request for that. Bands that have been together for at least 20 years, still doing stuff. And I want to send that out to someone else as well. A guy named Doug Kelly.
Huh.
Yeah, he loves that band.
Hated that guy.
There you go. Marshall Tucker Band on KLOS.
People are dumb. A dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Michael Green, 50, and Byron Bolden, 37, were formally sentenced this month in Colorado after receiving convictions for retail theft at a Kohl's department store in Colorado.
What were they stealing from Kohl's?
They were called the KitchenAid Mixer Crew.
Of all the stupid things I've had to do over the years and be associated with, at least it's never been that.
The KitchenAid Mixer Crew,
oh
man.
Oh, my God.
They were arrested after being identified from surveillance footage. Here's the thing. In Colorado, anything under $2,000 is a misdemeanor.
Wow, really?
But from $2,000 to $5,000 is a Class 6 felony.
Whoa!
And they stole $2,094.98 worth of stuff.
So they were $94.98 over the line.
Yes. And their lawyer actually got up in front of the court and said, "But, Your Honor, the stuff was on sale."
Wow, that's a good lawyer. Now that is a good lawyer.
Just because an item is on sale, the judge says, doesn't mean it's free to steal.
No, but that's how much it was valued at.
Well, at Your that Honor, moment, sure.
That's right.
But they didn't get off. They just
well, you know, they're a lot tougher in Colorado. They pat him on the back and go, yeah, good doing.
I love that they tried it, though. Just that they tried to say, that stuff was on sale, Your Honor. It shouldn't have added up to $2,000.
You know, next time you need a mouthpiece, you got to go up to Colorado and get this guy, because he's good.
Or if you're a member of the KitchenAid Mixer Crew.
All right, Kevin, you can take your hands off your ears. You do not like the 12 Days of Christmas.
I mean, if I'm going to listen to 12 Days of Christmas, Bob and Doug is the way to do it. For sure.
Well, there you go.
It is time for what we learned. And people are dumb. A woman in Wisconsin brought a loaded pistol into an MRI machine.
Because, you know, it's very dangerous being in an MRI. People get mugged and robbed.
All the time.
Yeah, so good thing she had that.
The gun fired and hit her in the buttocks, it said. And what's up with Florida? A woman drove 120 miles per hour on wrong way on the freeway, got off and sped past a half marathon of runners on three rims.
And then?
And then started singing hymns and peeing herself.
So she is definitely a perfect example of what's going on in Florida these
yes.
days. Yeah.
No and Sluggo won one American dollar. Woo! For getting four of the top 10 worst things about Christmas. Maybe the easiest one we've ever done.
On the other hand, though, you gave me a couple of them because it's that Christmas spirit. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my...
It was a dumb list.
All right. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of ours.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
All right. If you're ready to win yourself a family four-pack of tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Merry Farm now through January 7th. Now is the time to call. Be caller 25-818-955-KLOS. Park is completely transformed into a classic winter wonderland, and you'll see that for yourself if you're caller 25 right now.
Good luck.
Daniel in Ontario just made himself caller 25, picked up that family four-pack of tickets to Knott's Merry Farm. We've got another chance for you to win sometime between 5 and 6.
We have a family four-pack of tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Merry Farm now through January 7th. The park completely transforms into a classic winter wonderland.
Ooh, ah.
So if you'd like those tickets, be caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
So did you do it? Did you text to win? Are you going to go see Motley Crue on New Year's Eve? More chances to win that very soon, but right this second. Hi, KLOS, who are you?
Hi, this is Sam.
Sam, you're caller 25.
Are you serious?
I am serious. You got a family four-pack of tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Merry Farm now through January 7th.
That is wild. That's awesome.
Who are you going to bring with you?
I don't know. I got to find a friend now.
Well, you got a four-pack, so you need to find three friends.
Oh, my God. Okay, it got even more difficult. That's fine. I'll do it.
All right, good.
U2 Atomic City, they just posted a few hours ago, U2 did, that there's a new mix of that song, the Mike Will Made It remix. If you're into that sort of thing, I have never liked remixes.
I like certain ones.
There's a few every once in a while, but for the most part, I don't know why. I'm a stickler for, hey, I know how that song's supposed to sound.
Right.
Why does it go into that weird thing? But anyway, now exists if you care for that sort of stuff. New U2 version of that song. They are the KLOS house band, basically. Local band Dirty Honey, and that is their latest Won't Take Me Live. I just saw this. They just tweeted this a couple of hours ago. Salute to everyone who found one of the extremely limited custom vinyls in the independent record store. And so they hid some of their stuff.
That's very cool.
Yeah, Dirty Honey did. And they went on to say just a few minutes ago, one lucky winner is getting a guitar this week. And then they showed the pictures of the guitar. So if you want to play along, find Dirty Honey on social media and you will get all the details on that. It is a KLOS free ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And I'm guessing you might be waiting for this. Jimi Hendrix made his first appearance on UK telly on this day in rock in 1966, playing a show called Ready, Steady, Go. Grateful Dead performed Dark Star live for the very first time on this day in rock in 1967 at the Shrine Auditorium. Well, we didn't make the top five, but on this day in rock, in 1999, BMI published their list of the most played songs on American radio and TV in the 20th century. On the top five, You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin', Never My Love, I love that song, Beatles Yesterday, Stand By Me, and Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.